Zakt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Nedarim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Again, Reuven can't have any hana from Shimon. Hoya mehalcha mederech, and they're traveling together. Ein la mayachl, Reuven doesn't have what to eat. Shimon has food, but how does he give it to Reuven? Zakt der Mishnah, noisein lacher. Let him give it to someone else. Let's say to Levi, who happens to be traveling along with them. And officially he's giving it to Levi L'shum Matana as a gift. V'halah muterba. Now Reuven can take it from Levi. Because he's not having hanah from Shimon, he's having hanah from Levi. That's good if Levi is there. What do we do if there is no third party there? V'im eini mo'ayim acher. It's only Reuven and Shimon over here. So maniach, Shimon should leave the food ala sel on a stone, or ala gather on a fence. V'im eini should say, herein mefikarim l'chom yishayachbos. It's half good for anyone that wants it. V'halai. And now Reuven, noit levoichel, can take it and eat it, because technically speaking, he's not having hanah from Shimon, but he's taking it from Hefker. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this Hefker thing over here is not going to work, because it doesn't look like Hefker. It's just a kind of a trick matana. The fact is, Shimon is giving it to Reuven, and he's putting it down on a stone first. Anyone who's watching this is not going to understand the Indian of Hefker. It looks like he's just giving it to him. But he's saying the word Hefker. He doesn't mean someone else should take it. He means that Reuven should take it. Now, it's important to understand, generally speaking, when you declare something Hefker, it could be even in front of one person. Some say Min HaTorah, even if there's no one there. If I say something is Hefker, it's Hefker. But there is a Takanas Chazal that Hefker is not Chal unless you declare it Hefker in front of three people. One person takes it, and two have to be the Eidus, that he took it from Hefker. But over here, we have no choice. I mean, what are we going to do? Reuven doesn't have what to eat. So Chazal were Mako, at least according to the Tanakama, to be Mafkarit even in front of one person. Like the halacha is Min HaTorah. So again, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven can't have any enough from Shimon. They're traveling together. Shimon has plenty left in his lunchbox. Reuven has nothing. Shimon would love to give the food to Reuven, but he can't because of the neder. He could give it to Levi as a matana. Levi can turn around and give it to Reuven. There's no neder between Levi and Reuven. But if Levi isn't there, if there's no third party there, the Tanakhama says, Shimon can put it down on a stone or on a fence and declare it Hefker. And then Reuven can take it because he's taking it from Hefker. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this looks too much like a gift, like a direct gift. And therefore Rabbi Yossi assers this Eitzah of the Hefker. Lahalacha, by the way, he could put it down on a stone and say it's Hefker. But this is Davka B'Shas HaTchak when he has nothing to eat. If he has what to eat, says the Shach, Simen Nun Beis, Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simen Reish Chav Aleph, Sif Nun Beis. If he does have what to eat, we should not use this Eitzah.